Lejudas paused at that last phrase and glared at Duffy for just an instant. "Did Mr. Barber, the defendant's father, ever suggest that you pursue a theory that one of Ben Rifkin's classmates might have murdered him?" "No, he never suggested that or ruled it out."
"But he did not actively pursue a theory that Ben was killed by a classmate."
"No, but you don't actively pursue. Did he try to steer the investigation in any other direction?"
"I don't understand. Steer it?"
"Did he have any other suspects in mind?"
"Yes. There was a man named Leonard Patz who lived near the park, and there was some circumstantial indication he might be involved. Andy wanted to pursue that suspect."
"In fact, wasn't Andy Barber the only one pushing Patz as a suspect?"
"Objection. Leading.
Sustained.
This is your witness, Mr. Lejudas."
"Withdraw the question.
You did ultimately interview the children, Ben's classmates at the McCormick School."
"Yes."
"And what did you learn?"
"Well, we learned at some length, because the kids were not very forthcoming, that there was an ongoing beef between Ben and the defendant, between Ben and Jacob. Ben had been bullying Jacob. That led us to begin considering Jacob as a suspect."
"Even while his father ran the investigation?"
"Certain aspects of the investigation had to be carried out without Mr. Barber knowing."
This came as a hammer blow to me. I had not heard it before. I had assumed something like it, but not that Duffy himself was involved. He must have seen my face fall because a helpless look crossed his face.
"And how did this come about? Was another assistant DA appointed to investigate the case without Mr. Barber's knowledge?"
"Yes, you."
"And this was done on whose approval?"
"The district attorney, Lynn Canavan."
"And what did this investigation reveal?"
"Evidence developed against the defendant to the effect that he had a knife consistent with the wounds, he had sufficient motive, and most important, he had stated his intention to defend himself with the knife if the victim continued to bully him. The defendant had also come to school with a small amount of blood on his right hand that morning, blood drops. We learned these things from the defendant's friend, Derek Yu."
"The defendant had blood on his right hand?"
"According to his friend Derek Yu, yes."
"And he had announced his intention to use the knife on Ben Rifkin?"
"That's what Derek Yu informed us."
"At some point, did you become aware of a story on a website called The Cutting Room?"
"Yes. Derek Yu described that to us as well."
"And did you investigate this website, The Cutting Room?"
"Yes, it is a site where people post fantasy stories that are mostly about sex and violence, including some very disturbing..."
"Objection.
Sustained.